Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, December 7th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We have prepared this message and share it from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, with the goal of encouraging you today with a biblical perspective. Today's message is simply titled, Boasting. The scripture text is 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
We live near enough to Philadelphia that we get a number of television stations in that market. Since it's on the border with New Jersey, we also get commercials for New Jersey. They're running one that I find particularly obnoxious. It's an advertisement for the gambling industry, the state-sponsored lottery, if I'm not mistaken. It features a show band gleefully singing the familiar holiday song, We Wish You. If you were to complete the words, A Merry Christmas, you would be wrong in this commercial. No, they changed the words to $1 million.
Well, we realize that most of us wouldn't reckon this song as a sacred carol, but the changing of the words is nevertheless one more insult to the real reason for the season, particularly the greed-based wording and sponsorship by the gambling industry. It runs absolutely counter to the mission of our Lord's giving of Himself to save the world. The Christmas message for the believer should center much more on the giving than the receiving, for the Bible tells us it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Last night in our Bible study, I taught from the daily scripture passage. It's a portion of God's Word that we need to regularly keep before us. A renewed insight for me as I shared from the text was the phrase, the boasting of what he has and does.
I consider just how much of our human nature is centered on boasting about what one has or what one does, whether it's an outward or an inward boasting. Thus, the appeal is there for the advertisement or commercial that we mentioned above. We wish you $1 million. I recall a simple song that has a tremendous contrasting message titled, I Wish You Jesus, by Scott Wesley Brown.
You can look below the message on the website today for the lyrics to that song that came to mind as we prepared the message. The Greek word translated boasting in this passage, according to one of my study references, has the sense of, quote, the braggadocio, which exaggerates what it possesses in order to impress people. Wow, that's the exact intent of what boasting is really all about.
What he has is the sense of personal value based upon our income and possessions. What he does is a sense of personal value based upon the type of job we have, our social position, amount of education, titles, and so forth. People are ranked in each of these categories, and this can lead to a source of pride and boasting. But any boasting on these matters comes not from the Father, but from the world.
Well, the portion I use today concludes with the phrase, the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. May we supremely have a growing desire to do the will of God, knowing that the eternal impact of doing so far surpasses any temporary standing or perishable reward. Centuries earlier, the Lord spoke through the prophet Jeremiah, and I conclude my portion with this quotation from Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. What a powerful verse. This is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord.
Let's pray together. Father, the love that you offer stands in great contrast to the love offered by the world. No matter how many possessions I own or what title I earn from this life, these can never bring eternal joy or reconciliation with you. But a repentant heart does bring about reconciliation, and a desire to do your will brings great purpose for my life. As the world is fading away, and everything with it, I am storing up treasures that are not perishable, kept in heaven for me, for that is where my heart is also. Amen.
Amen. What a joy to share with you today. Expecting a surge of very cold weather here where we live, but we're thankful for our inside home office where we prepare these messages from. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Following materials I mentioned will be on the website today, or if you are listening to the podcast any other day but the 7th of December 2006, just go back to the message for December 6th. We do have the entire lyrics to that song I alluded to up, I Wish You Jesus by Scott Wesley Brown. In fact, as I did some research, Scott Wesley Brown was one of my favorite musicians probably about 25 years ago. I'd actually met him one time and had been to one of his concerts live. He's still around, still faithfully serving the Lord and writing music. However, he looks quite a bit older. I have a website, his website up, and also a couple songs you can go to directly from my site, although they are on his site with permission to download them. Actually, there are two versions of the same song. One of my favorite songs that he has done called Little Child. And there are MP3 downloads available. You can either save to your computer, and again, he gives permission to that, or just click on them, then they will play directly. Actually, likely, I'll be writing a separate message on this coming up. We do appreciate his ministry. Roxine also recalled another song today that came to mind to her as we prepared the message by Stuart Townend, she has. I thought it was Townsend. Townend, she must know. She's in the background. Called, and many of you are singing this song now in the last 5 years in church, is How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And there is a song, a line in there about boasting, and I think that's what brought it to her mind. And we do have an audio link to both an audio link and video link up for that song. And finally today, I'd like to put up a photo, and one I just took a couple of days ago about my work, which I periodically do, and that is assisting an Amish friend, driving him around. And it's a photo of an Amish mule team after hard days of work being put back in the barn, ready to go back in the barn. And actually, the relation to today's message is just the simple lifestyle of the Amish people and the lack of pretense. Nobody's going to be bragging about their team of mules, at least in the lifestyle that I live. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.